ball game here in the opening round. It's Gibbon Girls and Amherst Girls. Both teams are 9-3. Amherst hailing from D1, and of course, Gibbon in C1. It's starting a little bit later than we had anticipated. JV ran a little bit long, and Gibbon won that one, 39-11. In the girls JV, the boys JV is in the other gym. I don't have a final on that one, but they have. It's this big a building that they've got two good sized gyms, and we're in the main one here for tonight's girl boy doubleheader in C1 D1 interclass play. Let's take a break here in a moment. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Terry and Jackson. Try that again. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact New Tech Seed near you for all of your seed needs. Proud supporter of area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll be back with the Five Points Bank starting lineups for tonight right after this timeout on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
All right, let's take a look at the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show, courtesy of Five Points Bank, the better bank, for the visiting Amherst Lady Broncos. Varsity roster is laden with juniors and sophomores. There's really only one senior on the roster in the starting lineup. That's Mariah Tobenheim. She's a 5'4 senior. Rounding out the starting five, Shelby Hemmen, a junior, 6 feet tall. Deanna Leach is a sophomore, 5 feet tall. Jessica Fernandez, a 5'10 sophomore. And Kylie Haynes, the other senior, 5'6 and a 12th grader. That is the Amherst Broncos starting lineup. They are 9-3 on the year in D1. So far this year, they have lost to Loomis, Kennesaw, and Kearney Catholic. And they took Kearney Catholic right out to the wire, 46-42. The starting lineup for the home team, the Gibbon Lady Buffs, also 9-3 of the C1 division. Carissa Cranow is a 5'9 junior. Tessa Van Mater is a 5'5 senior. Taylor Godfrey, a 5'9 junior. Kate Baker, 5'3 sophomore, and Jerrica Peterson is one of two seniors starting for Gibbon. Jerrica Peterson, 5'11, and the senior. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Don't forget, at Five Points Bank, you can your lifestyle is your bank and your solution. They've got a long history of being your local community bank to count on in our area. Growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years unparalleled in the Tri-City. Five Points also is concentrated on being a profitable, secure place for customers, where growth, profitability, and providing the best in service are the goals that Five Points strives for. Five Points Bank, the better bank, Grand Island, Kearney, and in Hastings. Let's talk a little bit about, we gave you the starters. Let me give you a little background on Amherst season, or excuse me, on Gibbon's season. They've lost to Sandy Creek big, 73-29, but that's not a big surprise. Sandy Creek is a terrific ball club. They lost to Ravenna 64-32, same thing there, and lost to Adams Central 62-49. So their losses come against quality opponents. And both teams coming in at 9-3. We had a good one here in the first in the first game of this doubleheader. We'll have the boys in the second game. There, the records are a little less sterling, with an 0-12 boys team for Amherst going against a 5-5 Gibbon boys team. But we'll take that as it comes. They're clearing the court right now and getting ready for the national anthem and the on-court introductions. A little bit of a video intro here. Everything's getting high-tech. Even the high schools have lighted up scoreboards with things to do, all sorts of fancy hops and scops around. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting as they come out here tonight at Gibbon. Tonight we also have some other high school action going on Classic Hits 98.9. We have Shelton at Wood River, and that ought to be underway right now with the girls. And you can pick that up if you are listening in on the radio. You can also pick up Classic Hits 98.9 at m.kkpr.com on your browser, on your smartphone. That'll be a feature that very shortly we'll also have here on ESPNSuperstation.com. But technology creeps along as it does. But any of the station, any of the games on our FM stations, either Classic Hits 98.9 or the Breeze 94.5, right now, if you've got a smartphone with a internet browser, you can type in m.kkpr.com or m.kliqfm.com and pick up the game. We're going to take a break. More on New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
All right, as the on-court introductions go on here, and it's gone for a little bit because they got some introductions and some, like I said, a little video intro. So speaking of that, though, I do want to spend a little time. If you haven't heard about it yet, you'll hear more and more about it. KKPR.com and KLIQFM.com have an audio stream now that you can pick up on your smartphone. And so if you got a BlackBerry, an Android, any of those things that have a web browser, you don't need a special application, just a web browser. And if you have that, log in m.kkpr.com or m.kliqfm.com. And it will stream on your smartphone. Now, the deal is you don't want to do it when you bring it to the ball game because the buffering or the delay is such that it's 18 to 23 seconds behind the actual action. But where this is great is if you are down the pike a ways, you can't get the radio stations, but you still want to be portable, you can actually listen to it on your cell phone. Now, that feature is coming very shortly to this signal, which is ESPNSuperstation.com. This doesn't change anything on your laptop computers or your desktops. But as I said, play around with it a little bit. type in m.kkpr.com on your smartphone. KKPR.com streams all the time, so you can check and make sure that that you have that capability. But very shortly, and during the broadcast, we'll be saying this a lot. So keep that in mind. It's coming on ESPNSuperStation.com here within the next week or two. So we'll have that going for you by the time tournament time. I guarantee by the time tournament time comes. And the same thing will happen on our other stream, which is HastingsLink.com. So Hastings College Bronco fans, Hastings Tiger fans, Adams Central, St. Cecilia, all will be able to get it on their smartphones in addition to the streaming and in addition to the radio. But we're real excited about the prospect of being able for you to listen to the streaming of these broadcasts on a portable basis so that you don't have to rely on laptops or desktops exclusively. But like I said, it's not going to work if you're going to come to the gym and try and pick up the play-by-play, because it'll be 18 to 23 seconds behind because of the buffering on that. That is about as technical as I can possibly get. So we're glad you're along with us in one way, shape, or form. As I said, Doug Duda has Shelton at Wood River on Classic Hits 98.9 right now. Tomorrow night, we've got Tri-City Storm at the Fargo Forest. Saturday afternoon, we've got Loop Flat Conference Finals at Centura. And on Saturday also, Tri-City Storm at the Fargo Forest on Classic Hits here on ESPN Superstation. We're going to have Elm Creek at Pleasanton tomorrow. And then big-time basketball, Ohio State, Illinois, Purdue, and Michigan State. And high school basketball, Kearney Catholic is at Gothenburg. That'll be on Saturday night. So our plate is full, and we're hoping you're going to be with us for all or part of that at least. Amherst in the red uniforms tonight. Again, they're starting five. Hammond, Leach, Fernandez, Taubenheim, and Haynes. Gibbon is in the white unis with the blue piping and the blue numerals and lettering. Amherst, solid red with the black piping and white numerals, white lettering. Standing at midcourt now, waiting for the tip-off of tonight's first game of a men's women's doubleheader. The gals up first. Gibbon Buffs control the tip. And it is Baker. Goes over on the wing. Pearson goes into the lane. Puts it up. And it's good. Jerrica Pearson has the first two. And Gibbon is on the board with 2 points tonight. Amherst quickly down court. It's Keena Leach. And she stops. There's a whistle blows. And we've got a foul right off the top. Tessa Van Mater has the first foul for Gibbon tonight, and that'll put Amherst keying the ball in from the baseline. Comes in, shot up, no good. Follow shot, no good. Third shot under the glass, no good. Goes out of bounds. Excuse me, rebounded by Pearson. She didn't step out. Now it's turned over as reaching high. Keanu Leach comes down, passes off under the basket, up and good. And that was Jessica Fernandez with her first two. So we're tied at two here with 7:15 to go in the first period of play. Gibbon, Amherst, 9-3 apiece coming into this one at the beautiful Gibbon Gym. Ball passed around, and Kate Baker has it near the top of the key. She gets it over to Pearson. Her try from the top is no good. Amherst clears it away. Shelby Hammond has it, and she leaves it off for Leach. Leach near the top of the key at the point. Now goes over to Kylie Haynes on the left side into the corner now. Popping is Leach again, and Fernandez, rather, in and out, no good. And Pearson clears quickly, goes down the other way, and pops from about 10 has got it. So Jerrica Pearson has 4 points as Amherst comes down on the other side, puts it up, and good. Mariah Taubenheim with two. And it's a quick 4-4 ball game here. 6:22 to go, just underway. Pearson brings it down court at midcourt between the circles now. She'll be picked up on defense by Fernandez. Now they go out on the right wing. Now back to the point over to Pearson. She tries to feed high post. Ball batted away. Second turnover on Gibbon now as they roll it down court. And Hammond picks it up. Over to Fernandez on the wing, back out top of the key to Haynes. Haynes to Fernandez, or Kavanheim rather. It's up and good. And it is 6-4 now, and Amherst has the lead for the first time tonight. Coming down on 5:40 to go in the first period of play. Pearson has it at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Godverson. Godverson puts it up, and we are tied at 6. 5.5 to go. On the run, Leach tries to get it to Tavenheim. Goes out of bounds, and that'll turn it. Nope, it'll reset the play. It'll still be Kylie Haynes keying the ball in. Haynes goes deep to Fernandez. Puts it up. Good. Got 3. Jessica Fernandez has 5 points tonight. 5 of the 9 now for Amherst as they go out 9-6 in the lead. Pearson has it between the circles as she goes to Baker. Bounce pass now out to Cranow. On the wing to Baker. Tried to feed down low, and it goes out of bounds as it's knocked out there by, I believe, Kylie Haynes. Taylor Godverson will key the ball in. Puts it in play. Baker up with it. Off the lip, no good. Fights the rebound, goes out, and Amherst is able to save and maintain their 3-point lead, 9-6. High post, it goes to Hammond. Hammond almost loses the ball, now recovers, goes out on the wing, being covered by Baker to the corner. Fernandez has it up and off the rim, no good. Follow shot, no good. Still saved by Hammond. Hammond puts it up, and she's fouled. Nope. She walked with it, so that's going to turn it over to Gibbon. Gibbon has 2 turnovers in this early going. Amherst has 1. Pearson brings it down, facing a little bit of pressure now. They got 1 person wide open, down low, up and good. Cranow has her first 2 for Gibbon. Amherst came out, left the beneath the basket area completely open, and Cranow was able to put it up and get 2 more, makes it 9-8. Amherst still by a point. Pearson will put the ball in play after the stoppage. Coming in for Amherst is Katie Klingelhofer. And the ball comes into Tessa Van Mater. Across the free throw line, picked up by Klingelhofer. They go out on the wing. Now they bounce it out to Pearson, has a notion at 3. Leaves it off, however, for Tessa Van Mater, who takes it up and puts it through. 3 for Gibbon, and they go out 11-9. 3:48 to go. Amherst tries to get something going under the basket, throws it out of bounds. It was intended there for Fernandez, and that'll turn it over. So now Amherst has 2 turnovers to equal Gibbons. Van Mater brings it down court, tries to go long, and it goes out of bounds, intended for Cranow. And Amherst will put the ball in play. Jessica Fernandez into Klingelhofer. Now back to Fernandez, standing between the circles. Has the ball batted away. Pearson went up well to get it. Jerrica Pearson, 1-on-2, lays it up, and it's good. Jerrica Pearson has 6 points, 13-9. Here comes Klingelhofer leading the Amherst squad down court, just near the point now. Fernandez to Klingelhofer. Turnaround jumper, 12, no good. Cleared by Gibbon. Leaves it off for Pearson. Gibbon by 4, 13-9. 3 to go in the first. Into the corner. Godverson back out front to Pearson. Jerrica Pearson bounces once, goes back over to May and Van Mater, and now deep in the corner to Cranow. Now they feed back out to Godverson on the wing. Shot is up. Good. 3. Taylor Godverson sinks the tray, and it's 16-9, given with their biggest lead by 7. Amherst, the Lady Bronx out front now with Fernandez. Over to Kylie Haynes. Ball is fought for on the ground. Finally retained by Haynes for Amherst. They go in the corner. Fernandez has a notion to drive the line. She's fouled as she goes up, I think. She's going to get a shot. And Jerrica Pearson picks up her first foul. And at the line for two is Jessica Fernandez. She has 5 points from the field, now six by the free throw. Substitutes check in. Quincy Martinez comes in for Amherst. Leach is back in now for Gibbon. Fernandez for her second. Shot is up, and that rims in good. And so Jessica Fernandez now has 7 points, and Amherst within five with 2:17 to go in the first. Amherst trailing the Gibbon Buffs 16-11. Now they put on some pressure, and it almost works. Amherst knocks it out, but Gibbon will retain possession. And they'll put it in from the end line. Taylor Godbrison holds high, and bounce passes into Jerrica Pearson. Again, good pressure put on. Gibbon trying to break it. They do. Godbrison on the left wing. Cross-court pass is intercepted. It's Klingelhofer one-on-one. Layup, good! First two for Klingelhofer, and it's 16-13. Pearson has the ball for Gibbon over on the right-hand wing. Cross-court pass, Scottberson shoots, and it won't fall. Cleared away by Hammond. Hammond leaves it off for Leach. Down-court pass to Kylie Haynes. Haynes waits for Hammond to catch up. She goes, tries to go back door, and she'll get fouled. And again, Jerrica Pearson comes up now. Doesn't take genius here to figure out. They don't want her in foul trouble too early. She's got two here with 90 seconds to go in the first period of play. Tall senior is a valuable commodity for Gibbon. First shot is good by Shelly Hemmen, and it's 16-14. Kylie Haynes checks out for Amherst. And back in is Tobenheim for Amherst. Shot is good by Hammond, and it's 16-15. Pearson with the two quick fouls here takes it down for Gibbon. She's across half court. Standing near the Buffalo head between the circles now, goes to her right. Tries to drive, stops, pumps from about 12, and it's no good. It remains 16-15, a dead foul turnover, and Amherst will pick it up, put it in. Klingelhofer goes to Leach. Now they get it over to Hammond. Hammond feeds down underneath to Leach, and she puts it up, and we've got a jump ball situation on alternating possessions. Gibbon will get it back. Jessica Fernandez checks back in for Amherst. Hammond comes out. Lady Broncos fall back now into a 1-3-1 zone, about three-quarters away down court. Trying to rattle Pearson, they don't. Get it to Baker, puts it out from the side. Good, it ought to be three. Let's see. It is. Let me correct myself, that was Van Bader with the other three. She's got two tonight. Now in the left corner, putting it up to Mariah Tobenheim. It's in and out, no good. Back in for Gibbon again is Cranow, as well as Kate Baker checks back in. Sitting down is Quincy Martinez now for Gibbon, as Amherst puts the ball in play from the end line. They get it in, and almost losing the ball is Leach, recovered by Robinson, and or rather Fernandez, and Jessica Fernandez puts it up, no good. Ball is loose and cleared by Gibbon. Scores 19-15, Gibbon by four. Counting down in the final 20 of the first period of play. Pearson between the circles. Moves to her right. Tries to find Tessa Van Mater under the basket. Couldn't handle the pass. She might have had a chance at that one. Stops the clock with 11.7 to go in the first period. And Amherst will key the ball in. Gibbon falls back. Man up. Fernandez passes the ball down under to Tobenheim. Back out Fernandez. Pops for the final time. And it's no good. Klingelhoffer fights for the rebound. And there you hear it. That's the end of the first period of play. So at the end of one, it is Gibbon 19, Amherst 15. You're listening to high school basketball on 1460. ESPN, KXPN, Kearney, and ESPNSuperStation.com on the World Wide Web. Take a minute here. Be back with the second period right after this.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Keep calling it the new Gibbon gym. It's new to me. I've been in this particular gym since it opened, they say, about two seasons ago. I saw it going up because we did some football games here, but I haven't done basketball at home and Gibbon in that long a period of time. So it's like, keep saying the new Gibbon gym, that's the whole deal, even though Buff fans will know that you got a couple of years on it here in it yet. Amherst puts the ball in play. They've got it now, working it around between the circles. It goes to Keanu Leach. Leach at the point now, tries to pass it to Kylie Haynes, almost loses it, and does. Jerrica Pearson comes up with it, trots down court across half court, goes between the circles now, shouts out the play, puts her people in motion, looks to her right, being covered there by Fernandez, gives some help as Baker comes out. Now Pearson's got it again near the Buffalo head at midcourt. At the point, working into the lane, turns, pumps from 10, no good, cleared away by Shelby Hemmen, who has 2 points to the free throw line, leaves it off for Leach. Leach brings it down. Passes off to Haynes in the right corner. Haynes doesn't take the shot, gets it over instead to Hemmen again, puts it up, no good. Rebound is taken by Taylor Godverson. Godverson to Van Mater, and now back over to Jerrica Pearson. Jerrica Pearson, 5'11", a senior. Top of the key now, goes over on the left wing to Kate Baker, puts it up, no good. Amherst will get the rebound. Trailing 21-15, they need to cut into that half-dozen-point lead. Under the bin and up and good. It goes for Shelby Hemmen, rather. And she has 4 points now, two from the field and two from the free throw line. Given back on the attack, up by four. Pearson goes high post to Carissa Cranow. Shot is up, no good. Cleared away by Amherst. Kylie Haynes brings down that rebound. And Fernandez and Leach will bring it down. Back over to Fernandez. Right wing goes to the baseline. Gets cut off. Bounce pass back out to Tobenheim. Now the ball is fought for. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Amherst ball. Kylie Haynes will put the ball in play from near the scoreboard in the end line. Gets it in to Tobenheim, top of the key. Now back over to Haynes again. They feed under the basket, turnaround jumper in and out, no good by Hammond. And it goes out of bounds. A rebound attempt couldn't be controlled by Jessica Fernandez, and that'll get it back to Gibbon. 5:47 to go first half, 21-17, Gibbon by 4 points. A little bit of pressure shown by Amherst, broken by Jerrica Pearson as she goes down court to Cranow. Ball goes out of bounds, and that'll be a turnover. Amherst will get possession back again. Put the ball in play. Leach has it now. Cross half court. Holds up. Now on the wing, she gets it to a driving Hammond, and I think she walked with it. That's going to turn it right back over to Gibbon. Protecting a four-point lead, 5.5 to go in the half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Boys game after this one. Both teams 9-3 in this one. Pearson puts it up top of the key. Good three. Jerrica Pearson has a three to add to her three twos and a basket from the free throw line. So she's got 8, 9, 10 points now for Jerrica Pearson. 5:05 to go. Amherst loses it out of bounds, and Gibbon will put the ball back in play. Tessa Van Mater will give the ball again to Pearson, who has 2 fouls but 10 points. Back to Pearson. Into the corner. It goes to Cranow. Back out. Pearson tries 3. Off the lip. No good. Cleared away by Haynes. Haynes will take it herself across half court. Works to the right side. Feeds to Hammond. Down under. Has to come back out. Back over to Haynes. Puts it up. Off the glass. Good. And Kylie Haynes has her first 2 points. And Amherst is now within 5 with 4.5 to go in the first half. Pearson trots it down. Godverson, right side, out of the corner, puts it up, no good. Follow shot, no good, and we've got a foul action down here. Fouled in the act of shooting was Godverson. Taylor Godverson has 5 points, and she'll go to the line for the first time tonight. She had 2 and a 3-pointer as well. So 5 from the field, first time from the line. And that's the first foul on Kylie Haynes. Shot by Godverson is going to be a little strong. Nothing doing. I think that's the first shot missed from the line by either team tonight. Second shot is off the lip, no good. Cleared away Amherst. Klingelhofer brings it down. Almost loses the dribble. Does lose the dribble. It's picked up by Van Mater. Van Mater gets it off to Jerrica Pearson. And Jerrica down to Godverson on the right side. Back out. Pearson has it out front of the point. Baker to her right. She goes to Cranow. Cranow trying to feed it down low to Pearson. She gets tied up, and there is a foul under the basket. And that foul was called on Hammond. Third team foul, first personal for Hammond on that. Gibbon just gets to reset. Now they walk with it, turn it back over. 3:48 to go. Till half. Gibbon up by 5. They've had the lead most of the way. Amherst brings it down, and it is Klingelhofer back in. She's got 2 from the field and walks with it. As she fired off a shot, it was no good anyhow. Turns back over to Gibbon. A few more turnovers here in the recent going. Jerrica Pearson breaks 2-on-1 pressure, goes down in the corner, back out now. Shot is up and good. Micah Stahl gets a 3. And it's 26-19 now. Amherst brings it down under the basket. Shot is up and good by Shelby Hammond. And she now has 6 points. So quickly, the margin remains the same, although the score changes. Gibbon by 5, 26-21. As they bring it down court, Ashley Kester is in now. And she has the ball blocked as she was shooting one out of bounds. Teams will reset, send in a few subs here. Mackenzie Bergstrom comes in for the first time tonight for Amherst. They go back out front now. Gibbon putting the ball in play. Goes out to Micah Stahl. And over on the right side, Quincy Martinez, who just joined the lineup, has the ball stolen away on an errant pass. Picked up cleanly by Jessica Fernandez. And she leaves it off for Kylie Haynes. Kylie drives to the right side, leaves it off. The corner shot is up and no good on that 3-point attempt by Mariah Tobenheim. Cleared away by Gibbon. 2:28 to go. Gibbon with a 5-point lead, 26-21. Shot up, no good. Taken by Gibbons' Micah Stahl. 3 was not the charm that time. Klingelhofer takes it herself all the way down, lays it up off the lip, no good. And a timeout's going to be taken here by Gibbon. This is the first timeout either of the coaches have taken Scott Rasmussen wants to talk it over here. He's got a 5-point lead for the Gibbon Lady Buffs. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on ESPN Radio, KXPN Kearney, and ESPNSuperstation.com on the World Wide Web.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
2:12 on the clock, second period. 5-point lead, Gibbon. Called that timeout. And Tessa Van Mater brings it down, has the ball stolen away. Nice play there by Tobenheim. Tries to get it over to Klingelhofer. She loses it out of bounds to Van Mater. And a foul is going to be called here. I think Van Mater will draw that foul. That is her second. And some substitutes coming in here for Amherst. Klingelhofer, let's see here. Leach is, Kiana Leach is back in. Mackenzie Bergstrom is back in for Amherst. Hammond has the ball now at the top of the key. She gets it over to Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer takes her place, goes to the high post, gets cut off, and now it goes back out to Hammond, goes into the lane, scoops it up. Good! Oh, nice play. Shelby Hammond went up with the scoop shot and picks up her 8 points. 26-23. Pearson clears. Jerrica puts it up. No good. And it's a 3-point lead now for Gibbon. Klingelhofer between the circles goes out to the point. Now over to Tobenheim. Tobenheim into the left corner to Hammond. Back out to Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer to Leach. Leach back over to Hammond. Puts it up. 3-point attempt is nothing but air. Tobenheim clears, puts it back over to Leach. Her shot is no good. And Pearson comes down with the rebound. Controls, outlet pass. Van Mater on the wing, tries three, got it! Tessa Van Mater has three threes and a 29-23 lead now for the Lady Buffs. 50 seconds to go. Pass taken away by Gibbon from Leach. Van Mater with the rebound and a nice cutoff there. Out to Pearson. Jerrica goes into the lane. Shoots good. Nice layup there again by Jerrica Pearson. And she now has 12 points. Hammond. Over to Leach. Now they feed down low and it is taken away from Mackenzie Bergstrom by Gibbon. Ball is loose as that was batted away. 13-12, they got time for a shot here. Hammond goes into the lane herself. She may get called on a charge. With 8.6 seconds to go, got a charge that time on Shelby Hammond. And the scoreboard on the one side just went stupid. Okay, now it's back up. I feel better now. I've been very reliant on these newfangled scoreboards here in the new gym. They're very helpful. 8.6 seconds to go on the charge. It turns it back over to Gibbon and Pearson. Facing full court pressure. Jerrica Pearson takes it herself. 3 seconds. Into the corner. Shot is up, in and out. No good. Taken by Godverson. And that is the end of the first period of play. With your score, Gibbon 33 and Amherst 23 in this battle of 9-3 teams, although Gibbon coming out of C1 and Amherst out of D1. That's where we are halfway through this thing. We'll take a look at some of the individual scoring and schedule around the area and a little bit of an outlook maybe at the boys matchup coming up here. In just a little bit, as we adjourn for 2 minutes, we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Give me two, Grant. We'll be back in two for the halftime stats here on ESPN 1460 and ESPNSuperstation.com on the World Wide Web.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Back on with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460, and ESPNSuperstation.com on the World Wide Web. And very soon, and I'm gonna explain it again as best I can during this halftime report about how in the very near future on ESPNSuperstation.com you'll be able to pick up these broadcasts on your smartphone, because we have a technology in the pipeline is going to allow you to type in m.espnsuperstation.com, and you can hear all of our locally originated programming, all the play-by-play, all the Doug and Daddy shows, anything that is local that we're permitted to stream will be on and available on your smartphone. It already is on m.kkpr.com and m.kliqfm.com. So that our sports broadcasts on the local originated sports broadcasts on the Breeze 94.5 and on Classic Hits 98.9, you can take along with you anywhere you get cell service. All right. Ravenna Sanitation, don't let the trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously from your home, the farm, your business. We take it away. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Well, for the most part, the Buffaloes of Gibbon in Buffalo County have led the way here over Amherst of Buffalo County. And right now, it's a 10-point lead at halftime. It was a 19-15 lead at the end of one. But for the most part, Gibbon has been able to hold at least a 4-point lead through most of the playing minutes. They are led in scoring by Jerrica Pearson, who has a huge 11-point night going for her. Taylor Godberson has 5 points, one two-pointer and 1 3-pointer. Tessa Van Mater has 3 3-pointers for a total of 9 points. Micah Stahl has 1 3-pointer for a total of 3 points. And the 9-3 Gibbon Lady Buffs are on top and right now in control by 10. For Amherst, they are led in scoring by Shelby Hemming. Shelby has 8 points, 2 from the free throw line, 3 from the field. Jessica Fernandez started out strong with 7 points, 5 from the field and 2 from the line. In fact, as I look at my, albeit crude, semi-accurate stats here, we have no misses from the free throw line by the Amherst Lady Bronx. Jessica Fernandez, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Shelby Hemmen, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Mariah Tobenheim has 4, 2 from 2 field goals. Katie Klingelhofer has 2 from the field. And Kylie Haynes has 2 from the field. Add them up, and with my fingers crossed, that should amount to 23 points, which is what collectively the Amherst Lady Bronx have on the scoreboard. Trailing by 10, 33-23 to the Lady Buffaloes. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll run down some of the other things going on here on ESPN 1460 as well as Classic Hits 98.9. As we look ahead into the weekend and beyond, we'll take a break and be right back.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
All right, back again, Craig Eckert at the Gibbon Gym. Home team, Lady Buffs in control by 10 right now over the Amherst Lady Broncos. Coming up in the future here, of course, tonight we'll have the second half of this girl-boy doubleheader. Boys coming up. In about an hour. Tomorrow, Elm Creek is at Pleasanton, girl-boy, doubleheader. Tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9, it's Tri-City at Fargo. That's a little late start. It's going to be a pregame at 7 o'clock, face-off 7:15. On Saturday, Loop Platte Conference High School Wrestling coming to you from Centura. About 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we've got Fargo Force hosting the Storm again on Saturday night. That's back to the regular time, 6:45 pregame here, or I should say on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Team's coming back on. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Remember, Ravenna Sanitation, for all of your trash removal needs, they take it seriously. Give them a call, serving all of Buffalo County. Back in play now. Gibbon has it, and has it stolen away right away. Tobenheim takes it and gets it over to Leach. Leach brings it down and tries to pass it over to Fernandez, almost loses it. And they said she stepped on the line, and the ref says you can't do that, and they give it back over to Gibbon. Garrett Pearson, who has two fouls, is the leading scorer on the court tonight. He's got 11 entering the second period. The ball is fought for, taken away by Amherst under the court. Shelby Hemmen has it. Hemmen will leave it off for Leach. Leach brings it down up front now to Hemmen. Fernandez off the back of the backboard, and the rebound comes down. A foul as Hemmen went up for the follow. Let's try that again. Fernandez went up for the follow shot. Obviously didn't go off the back of the backboard, or they'd have called it dead, so I didn't see it right, but sends Fernandez to the line. And the shot is no good. So she's 6-7, 33-25. She got 2 points out of the deal, though. Now it's an 8-point lead for Gibbon as Pearson comes up and sinks one from a distance and makes it 36-25. Three more for Jerrica Pearson. Got 14 points now. Leach over to Haynes. Back out to Leach out front. Haynes on the left wing. Got nobody under the basket. Tries to send someone through. They still work the perimeter on the right side. Tavenheim has it right wing, and a timeout's going to be taken here. Nikki Eckhout is a little frustrated with the inability to penetrate on the inside. We'll take 30. Score, Gibbon 36, Amherst 25. We're back in 1 minute on ESPN 1460 and ESPNSuperStation.com.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Amherst called a timeout. They get to key the ball in, and it's knocked out of bounds, and so they'll reset it. Tavenheim on the far sideline finally gets it into Leach. Leach across. Aaron pass goes out of bounds. Haynes can't control, and Gibbon will get it. Leading 36-25. The Buffs are in no hurry with 6.5 to go here in the third. Pearson across half court to the top of the key. Has the ball intercepted. As she tried to feed, stall down underneath, taken away by Amherst and brought down by Haynes. Amherst has the ball on the left wing, and again, almost an errant throw. Fernandez saves, Hemmen into the paint, kicks it back out. Shot is up, no good by Haynes. Follow shot by Fernandez, no good, and Pearson clears it away. Pearson takes it herself, stops, high post, shot good. Pearson with another two, and it's 38-25. And she's got 16. Amherst with a shot by Tavenheim. Goes in and out, no good, and cleared by Gibbon. And again, Pearson's got the ball in her capable hands and a 13-point lead, 38-25, 5.5 to go, third. Shoots three. Good from the point. Wow. She's got 8 points in the second half alone. Amherst on the wing, shot up, and that time it's good. Kylie Haynes draws a three and makes it 41-28. As now Gibbon brings it down. Been a pretty quick ball game tonight. Fairly rapidly paced as Pearson gets the ball back after putting it over in the corner to Cranow, and now it goes out of bounds, and it'll turn it back over to Amherst. Klingelhofer comes into the ball game, and Kiana Leach will take a seat next to the coach. Klingelhofer brings it down after the pass in by Fernandez. Back to Klingelhofer, back to Fernandez, into the paint. Shot is up from 10. It's no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Nobody could handle the rebound, and so Amherst is going to maintain possession. Haynes will key the ball in from the end line. Tries to go deep with it, almost loses it. We'll see where it goes. There's a fight for it here, and we'll see where they're going to say. I think Gibbons is going to get the ball. So that's a turnover really on Amherst there. On they try to go deep with it, and nobody was there with a firm handle. Van Mater will put the ball in play to Pearson with 4:45 in the third, and a 41-28 lead for the Lady Buffs. Pearson, switch hand dribble, goes into the lane now, feeds down underneath. Shot by Carissa Cranow is no good, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line. That foul is on Jessica Fernandez for Amherst. And Cranow goes to the line for the first time tonight. Little light on the touch, and it's no good. Amherst has had the big advantage of the free throw line, but everything else, they're down by 13. Second shot, no good. It is good, I should say. And so Cranow now has 3 points, two from the field, one from the line. Bergstrom comes in for Amherst. She and Klingelhofer will bring the ball down as Gibbon falls back on defense. Hemmen, right side, wing, three-point attempt. No good, taken by Tobenheim. Rebound is fought for. Jump is indicated, and on alternating possessions here, Amherst will retain possession. They're down by 14 with 4:21 to go in the third. Haynes calls out the play, gets it to Hemmen. Hemmen over to Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer will pump from three, and it's no good off the glass. Quick rebound taken by Pearson. Brings it down herself. Stops. She'll take a three, and she gets that one. Wow. I've said that a few times about her tonight, haven't I? She's got 11 points in the second half, matching her total in the first half. 22 tonight. Under the basket, Klingelhofer turns, puts it up. Good. And Katie Klingelhofer has 4 points, two in the first, two in the second here. Pearson will bring it down. 15-point lead for Gibbon. Ball goes over to Van Mater, back to Pearson, back to Van Mater, going to the corner now. Bounce pass to Pearson. Pearson fall away, up and off the lip, no good. Rebound is fought for. Hemmen makes a nice job of getting control, outlet pass down to the corner, goes to Kylie Haynes, mishandled, and a whistle blows, and a foul is going to be called on Van Mater. Third foul on Van Mater, second team foul on Gibbon. They put the ball in play, and the key and pass goes to Mackenzie Bergstrom. She goes up and she's fouled. And now Ashley Caster gets her first foul of the evening. And at the line and sinking that first shot is Bergstrom. So she gets on the scorebook tonight with one from the line. 14-point lead still by Gibbon. Second shot is no good. Cleared away by Pearson. She comes down quickly. Two on three. Kicks it back out. Van Mater toes the line. Shot is up. No good. Hemmen with the rebound. Hemmen doing a great job. She, in her own way, is having a great ball game tonight. No points in the second half. A lot of power under the basket, though. She takes the high post, loses the ball out of bounds. Kylie Haynes couldn't retain. Van Mater now will put the ball in play to Jerrica Pearson. Fernandez is back in. Sitting down is Kylie Haynes for Amherst. Hemmen is still in there. So is Bergstrom. Pearson brings the ball slowly down court across half court. Cranow has it now. High pass, but retained by Van Mater. Over Cranow on the right wing, holding high. No hurry here. They're up by 14 points, 2:29 to go in the third. Now they go between the circles out front, holding high as Van Mater. To Pearson, almost has the ball stolen away. She keeps it herself, goes in, feeds it off under the basket, goes out of bounds. Trying to get it to Kester. And Kester will go to the line for her first attempts tonight. First shot is no good. So it's still a 14-point, 45-31 lead by Gibbon. Out is Toppenheim. Back in is Leach for Amherst. Second shot from the line is good. And so Kester has her first point in the books tonight. Amherst on the right wing, fumbling around, trying to retain possession, goes out of bounds, and actually Gibbon touched it last, so Amherst will get it. Fernandez puts the ball in play from the far sideline. In front of the Gibbon section. Shot goes to, pass goes to Leach. Brings it in. Shot is up from the lane, and it's good. And Leach has her first 2 points, 46-33. Pearson brings it down, puts it up, no good. And again, it's going to be cleared away this time by Amherst. Leach had the points and the defensive rebound that time. But you can't make it for factor with an assist because the pass goes out of bounds. It was intended for Bergstrom. And that'll turn it back over to Gibbon with a 13-point lead. And now they're showing some full-court pressure on the part of Amherst. But not real aggressive at this point. That could come, though. They need a lot of making up to do here. Godberson has it. She works to her left in the rear court. Covered by Hemman. Over to Van Mater. Van Mater is assisted there by Pearson. She needs some help. Pearson comes out, picks it up, dribbles. Back out, right side, corner shot, no good. Attempted by Godberson. Follow shot, Pearson, no good. Pearson comes down with another rebound. Get it out to Godberson. Up good, two. Taylor Godberson now has 7 points, two more there. With a minute to go, they're out front 48-33. Minute to go in the third. Ball batted away as Leach tried to set something up. Van Mater doing a great job of getting her fingers in there and knocking the ball away. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by her, so Amherst is going to get possession. Leach brings it across half court. Hammond high post now. They've got it to Klingelhofer. Her shot is kind of blocked away, goes out of bounds off the strange angle and back of the backboard, but Amherst will get it. Down by 15, 48-33. 43 seconds to go in the third period. Hammond can't hang on to the pass. Picked up by Gibbon. Into the ball game now is Emma Van Mater for Gibbon. Van Mater, assumed the sister, puts the shot up, second shot up, no good. But Pearson follows with two. And Jerrica Pearson has 24 points. Hammond at the top of the key. Stops at the high post, puts it out to Klingelhofer, rather, on the right wing. She puts up a shot from a distance, no good, but a follow by Mackenzie Bergstrom is good. And Mackenzie has 3 points. As the ball is taken away from Gibbon by Amherst. Shot goes up, no good by Leach. And that is the end of the third period of play. A 15-point lead by Gibbon, 50-35. And so they go from a 10-point lead at halftime to 15 at the end of three. We'll take a 30 here. Back with the final stanza of tonight's girls' ball game with Gibbon in front, 50-35 over Amherst, back in a half minute on ESPNSuperStation.com and ESPN 1460 AM.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Gibbon is on top, 50-35 on classic hits. Low-scoring game. Wood River had a three-point lead 4 minutes into the third, with 4 minutes to go in the third. Just a little bit ago, we heard from Doug Duda by a message. As Gibbon has the ball now, and the lead by 15. We're in the period number four. Pearson between the circles. Picked up by Fernandez. Kicks it back out to Van Mater. Van Mater out front, looking to her left and right. Keeps it here. Now has Pearson round back. And Pearson outside the timeline is ready to just kind of sit on it. They have no need to score, just to hang on to that lead. Now they get it to the free throw line where Carissa Krenow takes a shot. It's no good. Rebound fought for, out of bounds, and Gibbon will get the ball. They'll reset the offense with Taylor Godverson putting the ball in play. 7:15 to go in the ball game. Van Mater back to Godverson from the corner. Air ball no good. Again, rebound fought for. This time it'll be cleared by Mackenzie Bergstrom of Amherst as she leaves it off for Leach. Leach at the top of the key to Fernandez. Fernandez covered by Van Mater. Hasn't got a shot. Now back out to Leach. Leach puts it up. No good. And Pearson with the rebound will take it herself down to 6:45. Down court pass to Baker. Baker puts it up. Good. Two points for Baker, and we've got a Lady Bronco down. Young lady with a brace on her knee is not looking like it's feeling real good right now. The coach, Nikki Eckhout, is out attending to her injured player. So let's... won't speculate. They're carrying her off. And I think it is Kiana Leach. Now, Kiana's just a little thing, so it's pretty easy to pick her up and get her over and have her attended to. I can't tell. She has a brace on her right leg, but it looks like her left leg is the one that was injured just now. So that's unfortunate, and it brings in a substitute. Kylie Haynes comes back in for Amherst. And Klingelhofer brings it down now over to Fernandez. Shot is up and no good. Cleared away by Godverson. There's a foul under the basket. We'll see who they call on this one. The foul is called on Kylie Haynes. Second foul, 13 foul. And we've got a timeout here taken by Gibbon. Scott Rasmussen calls a timeout. And we'll take, you know what, we're going to keep it right here because there's only about 25 on the clock. And so we'll let you know that that was Kiana Leach that was injured. They're attending to her, and it looks like she has an injury to her left leg, and I won't speculate beyond that, but she is... all right otherwise. So we hope that's not serious. Okay, 52-35 is where we have the score here with a big lead by Gibbon. And time back in after that call timeout by Scott Rasmussen. Ball goes in play to Pearson. Pearson takes it herself, goes down court. Passes to Baker, holds up, leaves it off for Godverson, puts it up, it's no good. Rebound is taken by Pearson, puts it up, and Hammond comes down with that one. A lot of rebounding, no scoring. Hammond takes it herself over on the right wing, holding high. And now they work it around into the corner, and leaving it off for Klingelhofer, puts the shot up, it's no good, jump ball. .5:59 to go in this one. We'll have the boys game in about 35 minutes, looks like. Going to the backcourt, Klingelhofer feeds Hammond. Hammond in the paint. Can't get the shot up. Foul called. Foul is on Taylor Godberson. And that will send Hemmen to the free throw line. Shot good. Shelby Hemmen had 8 points in the first half and now has a couple here in the second. 52-36. They just tacked that second shot up there. Try one more time. 52-37. I keep adding points on it. But anyhow, she was two for two from the line that time. Ball's taken away by Amherst on the key and pass by Gibbon. They got a chance to shorten that lead a little bit. Fernandez pushed it up, no good. Hemmen with the foul gets it. And now Hemmen with a little bit of a run here. 52-39. Pressure put on by Amherst. And a foul is called on Gibbon. Van Mater, a little elbow action, gets called on it, and that's going to turn it back over to Amherst. 52-39, a 13-point lead, and Scott Rasmussen wants to talk it over here a little bit as Amherst picks up some momentum here to the point of crawling within 13 points. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on ESPN Radio, 1460.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
All right, 52-39, a little bit of heat being generated there by Amherst, and so Scott Rasmussen, Gibbon coach, wanted to kind of chill out a little bit. Amherst has the ball as it is. They'll put it all in play with Kylie Haynes to Klingelhofer. They go to Taubenheim. Now to Hemmen in the paint, and she's going to get fouled as she puts it up and good. And I think she's going to have a chance at three here. So Hemmen has 4 points here in the last minute or so of play. Done a good job of rebounding and now goes to the line, tries to make it three, and she does. So it's 52-42 in Amherst. Little run here within 10. They're back to the margin at halftime. Pearson pulls up, free throw line, puts it up, no good. And we've got another whistle, another turnover, and that's going to go. That if that had been a basket, it wouldn't have counted as Amherst will get it back. They're within 10 now. They were down 33-23 at half. They were down by 15 and 17, and now they're back within 10. They failed at that attempt on offense as the pass is broken up by Gibbon. And Pearson has it now at midcourt. Goes to her left. Godberson at the line. Cut off. Kicks it back out to Van Mater. Out front and out of Pearson. Pearson has a notion from three. Doesn't take it. Goes over to Cranow. Back out to Pearson. Van Mater to her left. She'll keep it herself. Goes into the paint. Now kicks it out to Godberson. Corner shot. No good. And a foul is going to be called, I think, on Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer it is. And Godberson goes to the line, trying to expand on a 10-point lead for the Lady Buffs. 4:42 on the clock in the game. Shot good. And Godberson gets her first from the line. She was 0-for. In the first half. Now he's 1-for-1 here in the second. She's got 8 points total. Second shot, good. 9 points. They're going to give her one more. And that is good. So she's 3-for from the line there. And it's 55-42. And a 13-point lead again for Gibbon. Klingelhofer brings it down to the Lady Bronx. Over to Fernandez. Now they go in the corner. Taubenheim puts it up. No. Godberson clears. Baker. Van Mater. And back to Pearson. 4:19. Clock ticking. Pearson across half court. Godberson. Three-point attempt. And off the lip. No good. Hemmen clears. Takes it herself. goes to the left, goes to the line, puts it up, and the ball is blocked. Gets her own rebound, though. Hook shot, good! Hammond has really turned it on here in the last couple of minutes. She's got 7 points in the last 2 minutes of play, and Amherst is back within 10, so stuff could happen here. We'll take a 30-second timeout. 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball with your score. Gibbon 55, Amherst 44, but they got a little something going. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Emerson puts the ball in play, stolen away by Klingelhofer, and down and laying it up and good is Fernandez. And it is now 55-46, and look who's coming to dinner. 9 points separate the two teams with 3.5 to go. Pearson has it now at midcourt. Over to Van Mater, picked up by Klingelhofer. Goes into the paint herself, puts it up, air ball. Hammond with the rebound. She's been a wrecking crew here in the last couple of minutes. Hammond brings it herself. Out to Fernandez, corner shot, no good, rebound Pearson. Pearson comes down, she's got 2-on-1, layup is good! And Pearson with 26 points has been the wrecking crew all night long on behalf of the Gibbon Buffaloes. But all of a sudden, Hammond's coming alive. Puts it up, and she's got two. What a game by Hammond here in the late going. She's got 9 in the last couple of minutes here, and it's 57-48. Godverson takes the outlet pass at the baseline. Puts it up, it's no good. Baker clears it away. Cranow has it now as they go out front to Pearson. Pearson takes a pause, goes to the free throw line, pumps, no good, rebound, you got it, Hammond. 2.5 to go, 57-48, Hammond. Over to the left side, shot is up and good by Haynes. They're going to give her 3, and it's 57-51 now. The Buffs lead by 6 over the Lady Bronx. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Your score, 57-51 Gibbon. We're back in 30.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Well, what a comeback here by Amherst. They were trailing by 17 points. They had trailed by close to 10 most of the ball game. All of a sudden, Shelby Hammond revived the Amherst efforts. They lost Keanu Leach, one of their starters, and I don't know if that triggered something or what happened, but Gibbons' lead is now only 6 points with 2:25 to go. And we'll start to say it in regulation, a three-possession ball game for Amherst. Pearson brings it down herself. Scoop shot. No, it won't fall. And Amherst clears it away. Klingelhofer takes it herself. Outlet pass intended for Fernandez is intercepted by Baker, and they're going to call a jump ball. 2:11 on the clock. 6-point lead given. Godverson will put it in play. She's looking at Pearson out front. Now Baker comes in motion as Pearson sets that pick, and she'll get the key in pass. Some trouble here as pressure put on by Amherst, and Pearson breaks the pressure across half court. Klingelhofer gives her a snootful, though, and almost loses the pass that is intended for Baker. And a timeout will be called here, this time by Scott Rasmussen. He wants a full timeout. Let's take 30 here. 57-51. 6-point lead given up front. But Amherst is knocking at the door. Back with the final 2 minutes or so in regulation on ESPN 1460 and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Certainly it does happen in basketball, is probably more prevalently than any other sports, but you see a player take over a ball game. Shelby Hemming did that a little bit ago, and Amherst is back within 6 points. Jerrica Pearson had pretty much control until that time. And she still has a great game going. 28 points. Ball is intended for her. Batted away. Klingelhofer again. Takes it for the layup. Good! Katie Klingelhofer with two more, and it's 57-53, a four-point lead now for Gibbon, and a foul is going to be called as coming down court. There's a foul called on Kylie Haynes. That's her third personal and the 15th foul on Amherst here in the second half. Pearson goes to the paint, puts it up, a little strong, no good. Hammond clears it away. The two big gals one-on-one there, and Hemming came out with the ball. Bounce pass underneath. Fernandez, shot block, foul. ...57-53, and toeing the line is Fernandez. 1:17 to go here. Fernandez shot good. Jessica Fernandez, 5 in the second half, has 12 total. 57-54. What a turnaround here put forth by the Amherst Lady Bronx. They were down by 10, 15 points. Second shot good. Now they are within one possession. 57-55. They go full court pressure. Pearson breaks it. Almost batted away again by Klingelhofer. Pearson weaves her way toward the lane, feeds underneath, follow-away jumper, Gadferson, no good, cleared away by Hemming. Hemming takes it herself, into the paint, tries to put it up, and it goes out of bounds. Wow. Amherst will put the ball in play as Kate Baker comes back in and Micah Stahl comes out for Gibbon. 55 seconds to go on regulation. Bounce pass at the baseline, intercepted by Pearson. Nice heads-up defensive play by Jerrica Pearson to Baker. Now Klingelhofer goes one-on-one with Pearson. Mater comes out for a little bit of help. And a foul is going to be called. The foul is called on Mariah Taubenheim. That is actually her first foul. She had some fouls to give there. They want the ball back as soon as they can. 38.9 on the clock, down by two. Amherst wants it back, and Gibbon trying to preserve. And Van Mater is called with a charge, and that's going to turn it over. Wow, 34 seconds to go. Amherst gets it back and a charge by Van Mater. Nothing but fun here in Gibbon tonight. Wow, this has been a great ball game to call. Hope you've enjoyed it so far. No matter who you're pulling for, these gals have given their 100% effort following their leaders and coming up strong on both sides. It's 57-55. Take a 15-second timeout here, and we'll be back with what we think is the closing seconds of regulation right after this timeout on ESPN 1460 at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
All right, 34.8 on the clock. 57-55. Amherst gets possession on a charging foul on Gibbon. And now we'll key the ball into Klingelhoffer. He's picked up by Baker. Klingelhoffer works to the left. Now back out between the circles. The man over in the corner to Haynes. Now top of the key. Klingelhoffer got it. A three. Klingelhoffer, a three. And it's 58-57. And Amherst has the lead for the first time since ever. Pearson has the ball. And the final shot is going to come down to Pearson, except the timeout's going to be called here by Scott Rasmussen. A one-point lead now by Amherst. As I thought about it, they have tied the ball game, but I don't think they've had the lead until right now. And there's a minute on the timeout clock here. Let me take 30, and we'll be back in 30 seconds and give you the final four of regulation, we think, on ESPN 1460 and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on-site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
All right, they're setting the clock now at what should be 4.5 seconds. They got it. All right, clock at 4.5. Godmerson puts the ball in play. Ball is batted out of bounds by Klingelhoffer. That'll take 1.5 off the clock. 3 seconds to go. And Amherst, battling back from a deficit all night long, is in front by one. And another timeout is going to be taken here by Scott Rasmussen. The score by quarters, 19-15 Gibbon, 33-23 at halftime Gibbon, 50-35 at the end of three, Gibbon in the lead. Then all of a sudden, after an injury to Keanu Leach, one of the starters, something happened and Shelby Hemman caught fire. Now, she had a good first half. She had 8 points in the first half. But she just was playing like her hair was on fire under the basket on rebounds, picked up 9 points, three from the field and three from the free throw line, and led this Amherst Bronco team back to a one-point lead, overcoming a 10-point deficit at halftime. And now with 3 seconds on the clock, the ball is in front of, or should they, the end line, in front of the Gibbon basket with 3 seconds to go, and they're going to key it in now. It's Godmerson. She gets it to Pearson. Back to Godmerson. Shot is no good. No good. And Amherst wins it 58-57. What a comeback. What an effort. What a game. Holy mackerel. 58-57. Overcoming a 10-point deficit at halftime, a 15-point deficit three-quarters of the way through. And there is Keanu Leach, who got injured, being carried off, I presume, by her dad, She got a big smile on her face. I don't know what her injury is. We hope it's nothing serious. But right now, young Kiana Leach is a very happy young lady. Kind of put it, put it in perspective when you've got an injury. But, boy, very, very happy for her teammates. Now crawled back into this one and now raise their record to 10 wins and 3 losses. Gibbon will fall to 9 wins and 4 losses. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take 2 minutes here. I'm going to get my blood pressure back down under 200, and we'll give you the scoring stats individually when we come back on your high school basketball broadcast from Gibbon. Your final once again, Amherst coming from behind, 58-57 over Gibbon. Back in 2 minutes.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, 2 items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
All right. You just heard, I hope, the conclusion of a terrific ball game. It was one of those started out, you know, relatively even. Gibbon looked to be rising to the top and pulling away. And indeed, they led all the way until the final seconds when Amherst came back and turned a deficit of 15-plus points into a win of 1 point. They trailed 19-15 at the end of one. They trailed 33-23 at half. They trailed 50-35 at the end of three. But if you're a Bronco fan, here's the good part, 58-57. Now, if you're a Buffalo, Lady Buffalo fan, you got to say they were clicking along pretty well. And then a force by the name of Shelby Hemmen came on, and right after, ironically, right after one of their starters, Kiana Leach, fell to the court with a leg injury. It just seemed like something switched on for the Lady Broncos. You know, I don't know if it was a circle of wagons mentality or what the dickens it was, but all of a sudden Shelby Hemmen, who is actually standing about 4 feet from me on the left hand side, talking to her folks and extremely very happy right now, came on and she had 8 points in the first half and added another 9. But the damage she did to Gibbon on the boards is really the big story, although she ended up with 17 points. Kiana Leach, who left the game early, had 2. Jessica Fernandez had 13. She looked to be the leader of the ball club in the early going, and then, like I said, Hammond just kind of took over. about 4 or 5 minutes into the fourth quarter. Mariah Tobenheim had 4 points. Katie Klingelhofer, who did a great job on defense as well, she deserves credit for the part of the credit for the comeback as well. I shouldn't lay it all on Hammond, but because Klingelhofer did a great job on defense, she got in the face of Jerrica Pearson, who looked to be all world in the early going. And Katie had 9 points offensively. Kylie Haynes had 8, and Mackenzie Bergstrom had 3. Speaking of Jerrica Pearson, I tell you what, that's a basketball player. She's a senior, 5'11", and it looked like this was going to be her game. I mean, she ended up the first half with 11 points. She was heading to 30 points, and all of a sudden, a bump in the road, and she had a great game. She came out with 26 points. But Amherst had other ideas, that's all I can say. And Jerrica Pearson, great ball game, great player, 26 points. She led all scorers on the court, what can you say? Taylor Godberson had 10. 9 points for Tessa Van Mater. 3 points for Stahl, 3 points for Cranow, and a point for Ashley Caster. 2 points for Katie Baker. And I think, I'm hoping, that adds up to our 58-57 score there between the two. So that is where we are here on the Misco Sporting Goods postgame report. See Misco's, then get you geared up for youth wrestling with brands like ASICS and Brute and Mapman and Adidas, singlets, headgear, knee pads, shoes. Buy all your athletic apparel from names like Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and more. Misco's. Get your game on at Misco's now. On the bricks, downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Speaking of games being played, we got another one getting warmed up for here. Man, I tell you what, it's too much to hope that you're going to get two like the first one here. The records of these two squads are substantially different. The gals came in, with the exception of the C1 or D and D1 designation, the gals came in given 9-3 in C1, Amherst 9-3 in D1. You figure, pretty evenly matched ball game. And we were fortunate enough to have that theory come true. In this second game, you're looking at a little different situation. You're looking at a 5-5 Gibbon ball club going against an 0-12 Amherst ball club. So we'll see what that brings. Hope you'll stick around. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. And we'll get you some pregame and lineups here on ESPN 1460 and ESPNSuperstation.com on the World Wide Web.